If you're here for goofs and gaffs, have a listen and have a laugh. These four schmoes here run the show. It's JKT Radio.
Hi guys, welcome to the JKT Radio Podcast, episode 125.
Wow. Yep.
Man, we're old.
Almost forgot what it was, didn't I?
I had a bit. I was sitting 1, 2, 3, 5 again. 1, 2, 3, 5.
1, 2, 3, 5.
1, 2, 3, 5.
Until we get into the 130s, that's what it's going to be the entire time, isn't it?
Yep.
It is. It's going to fuck me up. It's going to be 1, 2, 3. Oh.
Yeah.
If this podcast makes it that long, if we reach...
Oh,
the actual
God, yes.
episode.
Do I want us to reach that many?
2, 1, 3, 5.
That's a Jesus. Lot of numbers. I want to reach 1, 2, 3, 5 just so we can reference episode 1, 2, 3.
That is true. That is very true.
Can I just say?
That will be our last episode.
Yeah, that will be our last episode.
I'm old, cranky, and I'm done.
Yeah,
no, we're like
totally
in our
okay
80s.
With that.
Honestly, if we did it like every week, how long would it take us to get to
that? I don't want to think about
that's
numbers.
Too much math to think about right now.
I forgot to fix my screen thingy to do the thing that makes sense. There we go.
Like 25 years or something?
Oh, yeah. If the Earth lasts for that long.
I need to do the math now.
Yeah.
I've brought it
we
up.
We didn't even do a bit, but we are doing a bit
that's
now.
That's true.
We haven't because you guys got very good at
okay,
not
so.
Get away.
Divided by, let's say there's 52
weeks in a year.
So yeah, 23
years.
Almost 24.
Oh, I was
23 and 3 quarters
off.
Wow.
Yeah.
To be fair, I thought it was a joke. And then you were right.
No, I was being serious. Like, I actually sat in for a second and did the math. I'm like,
see, okay, I have a learning disability. Math is not my friend. And yet I play D&D a lot.
I'm only capable of doing simple math. I can't do the thousands.
1 + 2 = 3
maths. Anyway, Kira, what's your bet?
Anyway.
Yeah.
Bit.
Anyway, on this lovely tangent, I had a bit. It's gone now because I got distracted. I forgot how numbers work. So you know what? We're going to be the best numbers in the world, and I pick 69 because that's who I am.
Damn it.
Excellent.
I'm joined by my other numbers, Chris.
666.
Excellent. And McBride?
5. It's my lucky number. I like 5.
Fair enough. That's not a number.
No, that's the turtle orgasm.
Oh, God. He knew exactly what it was, and I hate it.
Oh.
I realize I have another story time. In just a second.
Number.
But my number is 420.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
My lucky number is actually 13 because I chose it to be my lucky number because everybody else considered it unlucky. So I'm like, well, fuck you. I'm going to be an evil then.
13's only unlucky in Western culture.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
4 is unlucky in most Asian cultures.
So.
Yep.
And 7 is considered unlucky as well in Japan because it's also got the same... Ash, the sound of death thing.
The weird symbol thing.
So tying back to the turtle briefly,
yes.
Chris made the decision that we have to rewatch.
Oh yes,
Kung Fu Panda. And then whilst we were watching Kung Fu Panda, we decided we're going straight into Kung Fu Panda 2 because why the fuck not?
Yep.
I had seen a very brief video, I'm going on the assumption that all of you have seen Kung Fu Panda.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
So there's a fourth one coming. Sorry.
Actually, yes,
oh,
there is.
Oh fuck.
Excellent. We're going to theaters to see that.
Yes,
we are. We have to. So the scene where Master Oogway, he's all like, "My time has come," and he fades off into the little flower petals. Someone made a version of that. Where it's like they got the nice music playing and it's all pretty, and Master Oogway turns and just goes.
Okay, Oogway just is Chinese for turtle.
I'm not surprised.
And
so, like,
master.
So, with this, like, was it like as he was yes. dissipating yeah. into dust.
As he was dissipating, it was. He did it multiple times. He just went.
You're gonna have to send that to the group chat now. Yeah, unfortunately, we just kept making that sound through the rest of the video.
Yeah.
Oh no.
And like, thing is, we're watching the scene, and like, I think that might be the best scene in the movie. It's so good, and like the music in that scene's amazing. And all I got in my head is just going.
I think the only time we stopped making that sound was during Kung Fu Panda 2 because
Oogway wasn't in it.
Well, that and awesome peacock.
Yes, the Gary Oldman peacock.
Yes, yeah.
All I see here when we watch the second one is Katy Perry's song, but that weird guy on YouTube who did the chat roulette version of it.
I have no idea what you're talking about, and I need to have this inflicted upon me.
Yeah, seriously.
I don't know if you do.
Yes, I do.
Because I think I know what Kiri's talking about. But
inflicted upon
his
me.
His name is like Steve Cardell or something is the person who did
it. Is he the guy that also did the Wrecking Ball?
Yes, he's also the one
who did Wrecking Ball. Yeah, I know exactly what this is, and trust me, you honestly do not need to see this.
Why does that remind you of Kung Fu Panda?
I'm already typing.
Yeah, where is the Kung Fu Panda 2 thing coming from this?
The peacock.
Oh!
Yeah.
Jinx.
Yep, I get it now.
Forgot she had a song. I was thinking of Firework.
That's what I was thinking.
I forgot she had a song called Peacock.
I see.
What was...
Oh, did his video of that get taken down?
I mean, that video was... for the best. I think that... Wasn't that video around when we were in, like, high school?
Yeah.
Speaking of videos that were around when we were in high school, there is a... Because I work at a daycare.
Oh, God.
There's a 5-year-old who, for some reason, was just dancing Gangnam Style. And I'm like... Child, why do you know that song? It's 10 years old. By the way, that song is 10 years old.
Yeah.
It came out when I was like 16.
I remember that because I remember...
Everybody was doing it.
Well, I remember because on our first day back in grade 12, they would get us in these like groups. They would have like all... They would
Don't remind me of that.
Have all of us in like groupings that we would just sit in the classroom for like maybe an hour. I can't even remember what we did. But a student decided to put on Gangnam Style, and we just watched Gangnam Style, and that was my introduction to Gangnam Style. That was the first day of my last year at high school, was fucking Gangnam Style.
Babe, the way you pronounce it is hilarious, to be honest.
I know, I'm so fucking white.
It's funny, because like, I can barely pronounce it, but like, especially considering I work like 80% of my coworkers are Korean, it's just like, oh... We are very white.
Yes.
We do not pronounce that anywhere close to correct.
When it first came out, I could have swore that I kept hearing Gundam Style.
Gundam, yeah.
You did. You did.
Yeah.
That's why. Because we're white.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I did say that I had a mini story time.
Yes.
Yes. Mini story time.
So I found out on... What was it? Today's Tuesday. So I found out on Monday, I have a doctor's appointment that was scheduled for me beginning of August. Did not know that I had a schedule. The only way I found out was because I got a call while I was on the SkyTrain, headed to work. And the person's just like, just calling to confirm that you're available for your appointment on Wednesday. And I'm like, I didn't know I had an appointment on Wednesday, but okay. It's just a kind of... So I have EDS. We've been over this. There is a heart condition, or there's a couple heart conditions that tend to be commonly associated with it. And I say heart condition, I mean heart defects, like squishy things in your heart that don't work correctly. So they make you...
Valves?
Yeah, no, I'm oversimplifying it. They have to check for an aortic root dilation or an aortic root aneurysm, and they have to check for a valve prolapse, because... Those tend to go with EDS. I don't think they're going to find anything, because what would be the fucking odds? It's not actually that common. But yeah, that's how I find out. So I get to skip 4 hours of work tomorrow. Which is good, because fucking screaming 6-year-olds. I cannot wait for break.
I love how I love how you went from oversimplifying to like full on medical terms.
Well, like, you were acting like I didn't know what I was talking about, so I'm like, well, fine, I will just say the actual.
I meant more of like there's lots of squishy things in your hearts, and I questioned of valves.
Yes, I'm like, well, yes, but no. Basically,
okay, it's like
my aorta. There's the aorta can kind of create a small hole, and if the hole is too big, it can cause problems. I don't actually know what it does, but aneurysms are never a good thing.
If you get a hole in your heart,
yeah,
that means the blood gets out and it starts leaking to places it shouldn't.
And then the other one is the valve. So if the valve is prolapsed, it'll kind of just send blood backwards, which is not good when you're laying on your back or exercising or doing anything. But it's fun. I probably don't have it. Although most people don't have symptoms, so there's that.
Yeah.
Well, hey, yeah,
the heart things, you don't usually have symptoms
until you die.
Yeah, until you die.
I mean,
or you have a heart attack.
That's usually death.
Not necessarily.
No,
not always, but usually.
No, I think with medical science now, a heart attack is only like a 25% chance death. Mm-hmm. Especially since we live in a large, quote unquote, larger city.
Depends on
your chances.
Depends on how big the heart attack is.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah,
and depends because a lot.
But even then, I think even then, your chance of death
also
is still
depends
not
on if you're assigned male or female at birth. Because the stereotypical signs of a heart attack are actually the masculine signs. It shows up. It presents differently in a lot of women and people assigned female at birth. So doctors don't tend to take it seriously, and because they don't. Educate about the way the symptoms present differently. A lot of people don't go to the hospital when they're having a heart attack because they don't know they're having a heart attack.
I hate medical science.
Yeah. Anyways.
On that note.
McGuire, did you have you were going to say something? A story or something?
Yeah, I got a little mini thing, which is completely different from this, and I'll just a teensy little bit happier.
Yay!
I'm hoping so. I'm glad it wasn't like, oh, I had a heart attack.
Oh God, no, no.
No.
So I did mention this last week. So Kira already knows, but there's been some changes.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So don't be scared. Vic and I are getting a dog. Nothing's been confirmed yet.
You will bring it over.
I mean, of course. Nothing's been confirmed yet.
Okay. I'm sorry. This is just the buildup.
And what did you have in your head?
The addition of me and Victoria are getting a and I was like, oh God, okay.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
I was like,
it's like, you know what? 3 weeks is enough.
Oh, now I understand.
Yeah, because I'm like.
I did not understand until you said.
Well, yeah, because I was just like, his tone is happy. This is a happy story. I was like,
to be
yeah.
fair, divorce can't be happy for some people.
I mean, true.
Not for them.
It is happy for at least 50% of the people involved.
Yeah. I mean, honestly.
You're not wrong.
Honestly. A couple that is
a couple having a divorce
though, that is like the best option.
Should we go back to the dog?
Anyway, let's go back to the dog. Sorry.
The dog.
It was just like the build up with that, I was just like, oh shit, oh okay. It made me have a heart attack.
The thing that made that better was like I mentioned that Kira already knows, and she was like very excited about it, and then that's where your mind went.
It's just like, no, that can't be it.
I'd be excited about that.
I got a parking ticket going to their wedding.
Oh, gee. Well, there's my ab workout for the day. Damn. Okay.
It's a good thing because it's 9:30.
Yes, we're getting a dog. We're in the process of adopting one. I think we're doing like a phone Zoom interview thing sometime this week because the dog currently is in Mexico, I believe.
Ooh.
Ooh, you might have trouble now.
Oh.
No, apparently it's okay still.
Okay, it's still
it's still okay because of my lead guitarist, like they just got their dog apparently a year ago, but like they're still up to date with everything. And he's like, yeah, Mexico is still one of those places where he's like, everything's okay still.
That's good.
I think it's more so like overseas type of thing, or is like before you get into like South America or whatever.
I don't
think
Devin and Chris know why I said it.
Something to do with borders, like, probably, and sickness.
They're trying to shut down the ability to adopt dogs out of country,
which is extremely unfortunate because a lot of those times those puppies and dogs just get euthanized. So,
yeah.
Why are they doing that?
Yeah. I don't know. I have no clue.
I don't know.
I didn't read enough into it. I was just like, really? And I was just upset. I was just annoyed.
Yeah, yeah. But yes, hopefully that's coming. We're anticipating / hoping by the end of the month we'll have the puppy.
What's his name?
Her name.
Her name, rather.
Will be Aurora.
That's going to be a nightmare to pronounce, and I love it.
Oh, yep. No. Oh, no, babe.
Eventually, we're doing Ari for short, so.
Oh, no.
Sorry, that is a great name for a dog. It's just we hadn't...
There is a bit on Critical Role where Matt forgot how to pronounce Aurora, and it... It's funny.
It was part of the ad segment before the show starts.
Oh yeah.
And he fumbled Aurora multiple times in front of like all of his friends, and it's
okay,
it's great.
You're right, Matt can't. It automatically it shows up as Matt can't say Aurora.
Cause it's like, yo, the thing called Aurora.
I will post that in the
group. Yeah, post it in the group chat.
But yeah, yeah.
What type of dog is she?
She is a lab hound mix, I believe, is what we know.
Okay, so it's the different from the one originally.
It is different from the one originally. We lost that one, unfortunately. Aww. Yeah. The one we were looking at before was what the hell was it called?
Catahoula Leopard. That's it.
Yeah, apparently, like, by the time we started to show interest, there was another couple or somebody else that was interested in her as well, but they were quicker to the bat than we were. So it was like, all right, well, so we lost that one. And then they were saying, it's like, yeah, but it was like her brother is still available. It's like, that's cool and all, but we want a girl.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Yeah. The only reason I can ever remember or pronounce that dog's Baby Bowser was that dog.
Oh, well, there you go.
Baby Bowser.
The dog we had before Peach.
You say this as if I was around at that time.
Technically, you were.
You say that as if I was around and knew you and went to your house at that time.
You technically did.
I never saw this dog.
How old is Peach?
I think she was, like, sick and dying. Peach is not even 5 years old yet.
Wow.
How did I not know of this? I mean, to be fair, I've been over to your place, like, twice.
Okay, my mom. To be fair, we only had Baby Bowser for, like, a year because we thought she just had a stomach problem.
Oh, no.
Like, she was just really bad at digesting certain foods, but she had a tumor in her stomach right over the main heart artery.
Oh, yeah.
So she lived just past her first birthday.
That's unfortunate.
That's shitty.
I do not remember Baby Bowser at all.
I think that was the point in time where I also like disappeared for like a year because I was just dead to the
world. Oh, that's right.
Yes, because the only way I could contact you was by messaging you on Facebook to ask if you wanted to play D&D, and everybody was surprised I could get such a quick response from you.
Yeah, that would be around
that
time.
Yeah, you know what? I remember that too.
Like Devin was going on like how like, oh, you won't get a response from Kira in a long time. It's like, I got one the next day.
That's right. I was like, what?
It's like, yeah. All I did was mention D&D.
Yeah, I remember that.
To be fair, you also did that like 2 weeks after. I'm like, I'm going to start replying properly to people.
It just happened to look at
or try.
Well, now, now I've learned the best way to contact you is just through Discord.
Yeah. I mean, true.
It is, because I always have my
It is really funny. I don't... I've, like, in terms of, like, our friend group, I don't text anyone. I either contact them through Instagram or Messenger now. I don't know why.
I pretty much only message people through Discord. Except for a few people, like Jasper, who does not reply to Discord, in which case Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, I have, like...
That's funny.
Including my parents, I have, like, three people that I text, and everybody else is, like, Discord or Facebook Messenger or WhatsApp or whatever.
Like, if I don't have you on Discord, why do I even talk to you?
Yeah.
Ouch.
I have you on Discord. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't...
That's true.
I don't... If you're not on Discord and I'm not talking to you on Discord, am I going to talk to you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty sure one of the few, like, friends I have that I still, like, actually, like, text instead of, like, going through another social media is Victoria.
Yeah. Because she only does that anyway, so...
Yeah. To be fair, that's probably the healthiest option. Social media was a mistake.
Social media was a mistake.
I'm not leaving it.
No.
It's a mistake.
It's like, well, then just leave. I'm like, well, I can't do that.
I'm not going to do that. It's a dopamine slot machine.
Exactly.
I will keep my Tumblr.
Oh, God.
Forever. Because it's just... fun. I love to open it up and go like, ooh, cat, that's a dick. Cat. Oh, look at this funny meme. That's a dick.
Well, Chris, you get so many dicks considering Tumblr is Tumblr.
See, that's my experience, but off of, on Twitter now.
Yeah, that's because they all moved off of Tumblr onto Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah, they all left Tumblr when it purged, a chunk of them moved, but they all came back after the purge. And then Verizon bought it, and they moved.
They sold it again?
But see, that's the bad thing I've noticed about Twitter, is that I'll be, like, out in public.
Don't
scrolling
Twitter
through,
in public.
Scrolling through Twitter. Like, 90% of my Twitter feed is perfectly safe for work. But every once in a while, it'll be like, well, you like this artist, and this artist likes or follows this artist who does not safe work. Which is totally cool. And sometimes you get some honestly really interesting art that is also technically porn, but also I'm like, you'll be going through, I'm like in a Wendy's and I'll be like, oh, that's explicit.
Yeah, see, this is why I just don't look at social media on my phone when I'm at work.
Yeah, that's fair,
because that could be a risk. I'm glad that the children can't read. Most of them can't.
I know why I get so many dicks on my Tumblr still, and that's because I do follow Were-Ralph, because he's an idiot and I love it.
I don't know who that is.
That, believe me, anyone who does knows exactly that's a bad thing. That's a bad thing.
Elaborate.
Tumblr is like that hell site where everyone's like, fuck this site, I can't wait to leave this site. I will never leave this site, but fuck this site. We're trapped here, and they're trapped here with us.
There is an ongoing joke. I don't know if it's ever left Tumblr, because I've never seen it leave Tumblr, but it's, I don't even remember the fucking joke anymore. Where my werewolf boyfriend's cock ripping me apart. I don't think it ever left Tumblr, but that would be, where that came from.
I vaguely remember that.
Would be.
Or the three, I remember the three weed-smoking girlfriends.
Know that one. I also know that one. Tumblr is a strange
Tumblr is
place,
its
folks.
Own ecosystem.
Not
yeah,
enter.
I'm glad. I'm 100% okay with never having gone onto Tumblr.
You should be. I still go on there to like look at the tags for certain things, usually Critical Role. But like,
listen, cat.
Oh, I just specifically go into tags I'm looking for, because I'm just like, all of my Tumblr is like RP stuff, and I'm like, I don't really want to roleplay right now. So instead I do art.
Oh. I also have a lot of Pokemon ones.
Of course,
I have a lot of Pokemon ones of people making fun of our all-terrain lizard.
Which all-terrain lizard is that? Do you mean the or somebody else?
No.
The two legendary Pokemon for the new game that comes out this year are all-terrain lizards.
Yeah.
They're motorcycles, but they're lizards.
Look up the last episode thumbnail, you'll know exactly what we're talking about.
They can fly, and they can swim, and you ride on them like motorbikes. They're all-terrain.
They're fantastic. Oh my god.
This is so weird how this somehow times up perfectly with D&D. or your character is a lizard who just learned how to fly. Very much.
Yeah, I said when I'm
to be an all-terrain lizard.
I already said.
Why are there wheels?
Because it's an all-terrain lizard.
I already said when I'm catching him for the first time in the history of ever, I'm naming my legendary, and I'm naming him Thareer.
All-terrain. Yeah, you mentioned this, and I didn't have context. I'm stuck. There's cords. Oh no! There we go.
Yeah. Now you get it. Now you get it.
Are they running out of ideas? I'd say they're running out of ideas, but like they literally have a seal Pokemon named Seal.
Yeah.
That was the first one. That was Gen 1.
Too. I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm saying they're running out of ideas, but they literally have a seal Pokemon named Seal. Like, they've never had
any. I think the.
Or too many.
Okay, ouch. I think the main draw point of this one is you're part of a university of some sort, and you're going out on a treasure hunt exploration of the surrounding area, which is how they're doing it. So you get the legendary all-terrain lizard to traverse the open world, which is now entirely open world.
Just give them a bike again!
But this bike flies, it has wheels and eyes, and it can swim!
And it's alive!
Exactly! I can pet it. See, look at this. I can pet it.
You know, if I have... Oh, that's a bad joke.
All-terrain lizard. Yeah, you don't want to ride that lizard.
No, that's not the joke I was going to make. I was going to say, if it's edible, does that make it serpent turf?
I mean, technically.
No, it's not fish.
No, but it's serpent turf. It's all-terrain.
It is serpent turf. All-terrain, yep. Yeah.
I feel like Devin went in a completely different direction.
Mile high serpent turf.
No, that was... It was just...
Devin's going back into riding the lizard.
No, that's actually not where I went. I was just reacting to Chris's joke. It was very much a dad joke, and I'm just
listen,
like,
every joke I make is a dad joke. What do you take me for?
Oh, you want a terrible dad joke? I'll give you a terrible dad joke. Hang on.
Yes.
I got a daily calendar. Let's see what it is today.
Yes, do it. Inflict it upon me.
Who did Ohio State University hire to replace Urban Meyer as their head football coach?
Why is it American?
Suburban Meyer.
That's bad.
That's because America is the head of dad.
The one yesterday was kind of funny. So Google is a bad influence. I searched how to become an arsonist, and it gave me 50,000 matches.
I remember what my bit was going to be now.
What was your bit?
Also, I hate it.
I like that one.
All right, now the bit came back.
The bit came back.
Because I said I am a Google.
Yes, you did.
And I think that's in the recording, probably before the episode technically starts. I was going to say web browsers, but then we got distracted by numbers.
Yes.
Web browsers. I think we've done that, but I don't
remember. Yeah, I feel like we have.
I feel like we have.
Yeah, someone, Richard, make me a list.
Yes, Richard.
Who's Richard?
Who is Richard?
We invented him last episode as well.
Oh. We need to watch our own damn episodes. That's what I'm hearing out of this.
Richard, make me a list. We need, if we ever get to the point where we hire someone, if anyone ever applies and their name is Richard,
yeah.
I'm
going to call you Richard.
Richard will be your, like, title.
Like, it's Richard, not a
name. Richard is the title. There we go.
Richard the Dick.
Well,
no.
Richard, we have too much respect for Richard for that.
If we find someone whose name happens to be Richard, he is Dick the Richard.
Well, the thing is, yeah, because it's the old joke. How do you get Dick from Richard? You ask nicely.
Yeah.
I actually know the reason why those names happen like that.
Would you like to enlighten me?
So back, I believe, at least this is what I recall. So I believe back around the Victorian era, or maybe a little bit earlier, they really liked rhyming names. So Richard would be shortened down to Rick. And then they liked so they added the rhyming name, so that's how you get Dick. That's why you get Bill from Will, Bob from Rob. I'm pretty sure Polly from Margaret came originally from Molly, although I don't know why Molly is short for Margaret.
Mm. I've never heard that last one.
It's a really older one. There's a couple other like that as well. But yeah, that's, from what I recall, it's basically they liked the rhyming nicknames.
The more you know.
You know what else? You know what else rhymes? Some lines.
Some lines.
Oh, hey, that actually rhymes.
I'll take it.
Are you trying to do it?
I'll take it and then...
Yeah, what did you do?
No, I don't have the finger coordination.
So this is the hand that bumps, this is the hand that slaps, but you do this one first, yeah. Yeah, there you go.
No, I can't feel my fingers enough to do that, I'm sorry.
Why can't you feel your fingers?
We've been over this, no, I can't
feel my fingers.
There are 124 episodes worth of material as to why she can't feel her fingers.
Summer vacation. We missed 104!
Oh,
we could have done that!
No.
What?
I missed that 104? Too. What happened?
104 days.
There are 104 days of summer vacation, and we didn't do it for the episode 104.
I don't know what this is
Phineas
a reference to.
I don't know what it is either.
I never really watched Phineas and Ferb. That was after my time.
Chris, to be fair, that is after our
I
time.
Don't care.
I watched it because Vince watched it.
Everything I watch is animated. Anyways, song lyrics.
Anyways.
That changes nothing. Anyway.
Insert rules here.
I'll write those one day.
One day.
One day.
Over the rainbow.
We have to sing that at work. So the first song is going to be from Canada's Top 100. I need to move it just in case Devin happens to accidentally glance over.
I shall not.
So first verse, I guess, is there's a whole lot of things that I will forgive, but I just can't take a liar. I was by your side till the very end, till you pushed me in the fire.
Oh, I know this. I know this.
I know
this.
I know this.
I'm sure you do.
Oh, shoot. The timer.
Oh, it's Fifi Dobson.
Yes.
Is it Stutter?
I'll give it to you. It's Stuttering.
Stuttering. Yay.
Okay. Good. I'm glad because I didn't have the timer ready.
That's okay.
Actually,
the only one who might get the obscure one is McBride, and I kind of doubt it.
Yay.
Oh, shit.
We'll see.
I lose this round. Unless I can beat Devin to the movie.
You might. Do you breathe the name of your savior in your hour of need and taste the blame if the flavor should remind you of greed?
Can I lick it?
I wouldn't. You might get tetanus.
Tetanus.
There's a joke in there.
Can I have the genre?
The genre, alt rock, indie rock, post grunge, symphonic rock.
Oh, alright.
They're from Finland.
All right.
I no longer have my list where I could just go lift up the keyboard
it's
and go,
not,
oh, finish.
It's not metal enough that you would probably have it on your list.
That would be funny, though.
It would be. You should listen to this. You should add this to this list.
The list is gone. The list got destroyed.
Make a new list.
I don't have the ability to make a new list. I don't work at Purdy's anymore.
You can't make a sticky note on your computer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no, like the list came from someone that I worked with at Price.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense now.
Oh, it was on a chocolate stock card even.
Wow. Are we able to get a chorus? Or is it too early?
Yeah. Chorus, yeah.
Come feed the rain, because I'm thirsty for your love, dancing underneath the skies of lust.
Can I lick that?
I still probably wouldn't.
Why was that line familiar?
Yeah.
Lusty water.
I don't know what you... It would be very surprising if you knew that song.
It's very surprising when I know any song.
That's true.
And they're Finnish?
Yes. But they're not metal. Keep that in mind.
But they're not metal.
What song? What year? How year?
Oh.
Words. Hello.
Shit. Hold on.
You don't know.
I forgot to do that.
You forgot that's a question I asked.
I forgot that part. Hold on.
To be fair, we did get everything else.
Nips.
Elise, what year did you... No, not him. Maps! Go away!
Okay. 2006.
I forgot about the year. You got the year for
everything.
Got
any fun facts for me?
They're from Helsinki. That is your fun fact.
Cool. I got nothing.
Let's see here. Fun fact here.
I got a cheese nip.
Nice.
Well, I dropped
it. Aw, damn.
I found it.
There's not really any fun facts.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Evanescence.
No, it's not Evanescence. It's called...
I'm waiting for that, like, the whole time.
It's called Carnival of Rust by Poets of the Fall.
Nope.
Yeah, I never heard of them.
Do not
Which
know.
Which is why I said the tetanus.
I know that band!
You do?
I know that band!
Now you understand
the list. It was on the list! You bet!
I I was wrong, but also now you understand the don't lick it joke.
Cause rust.
But I want to lick it still.
Don't lick the tetanus.
I want to lick it.
I want to lick it.
Okay, here's the movie quotes. This is going to get guessed pretty much immediately, I'm sure. Your story may not have such a happy beginning, but that doesn't make you who you are.
Kung Fu Panda 2.
Yes, it is. Who says it?
There's actually multiple characters that say
it. You didn't let me finish it, you bitch.
That's because I guessed it so quick.
It is the rest of your story who you choose to be.
Oh, I think I know who says it, but I can't remember the name.
I know the first character who says it is Poe's dad.
Except
the goose.
No, because that's a different quote.
The end of the quote is what matters.
Is it that, like, Ram?
Oh, shit,
witch
you're right.
Character?
It's the soothsayer.
Name?
I don't remember.
Well, her name is soothsayer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it was. I remember that because they didn't give her a specific name. She was the soothsayer.
Yeah.
Damn.
See, here's the thing. I had picked this movie quote before we rewatched Kung Fu Panda.
Purely because we...
I picked this movie quote, like, last week because I was on Kung Fu Panda binge. And then we rewatched Kung Fu Panda 1 and 2, like, yesterday or the day before. I'm like, well, shit.
Yeah, yeah.
This fucks with some things. And it was too late for me to think of a new movie quote.
Fine.
Fair enough, fair enough.
Oh, well, I guess I can close the timer now. Back down to the abyss phone.
Yeah. But yeah, that now can you understand why I said you're going to get this one immediately?
Yeah. See, I was just like, oh, you know, I might. You know, little did I know we just rewatched the movie.
Just watched this movie. I'm like, well, okay.
All right, I have one random kind of self-insert plug, and I have one stupid story.
Ooh.
Which one do you guys want?
Story.
I want the insert plug first. I'm curious about that.
Yeah.
Well, that's called a butt plug.
Well, depending on which end it's going into.
I don't have one of those on my desk. I don't got one of those on my desk.
You said insert plug.
I got a lot of shit on my desk.
Well, let's probably
get insert.
The fact that you're just saying that you don't have it on your desk implies that it's somewhere.
We're not going to talk about that.
As far as I know, there is not one in this house.
As far as I know.
I don't like that implication.
I mean, babe, there could be one here.
I don't want that implication.
Anyways.
Okay, fucking chipmunk.
Wow.
So, I know this is gonna grind Chris, but for some reason, Pokemon's popular.
I don't care.
Oh, yes.
I just want to understand.
So, you guys should go... it's fair. You guys should go check out the JKT Gaming channel, where for some reason everyone watches Pokemon, and I don't know why.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, actually, yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, your Pokemon video got...
Can you love us as much as they love you? You love Pokemon?
I don't... They each, for the last 4 episodes they've released, have gotten over 30 views
each.
Jesus.
Uh-oh.
And I'm so happy. That's more
than
we have subscribers.
Yeah, it's been insane.
So if you're not subscribed, you should hit
that
button.
You absolutely should.
Do it. Just lick it. Just give it a go.
Didn't they
like
just
the tetanus rain?
No, don't.
But you won't get tetanus from the subscribe
button.
We promise. I've cleaned it.
We can't guarantee your computer's green, but we can confirm that the subscribe button is clean.
Yes, your own screen is your own problem. Please actually just disinfect that, because you've probably never done that in your life. Turn off your monitor after this episode.
Finish the episode first.
finish listening to us and just looking at our beautiful faces, then turn off your monitor so that the screen is not damaged.
Finish like the tetanus band.
Put it right down. Dust it off, and then just clean it, let it dry. Make sure you don't push too hard on the LEDs.
While you're at it, why don't you have a look at the PC and give it a once over with the duster. See what's going on there.
Have a look, not a lick.
I fell, but get your little spray.
Yes, those air sprays Mine's are an fantastic. Amazon brand.
I don't know what happened.
The cat does not like it.
What's happened?
It is not directed at her.
You can totally get that.
Neither do I, because I've frozen.
Just keep everything a little spray.
Oh, no.
Do not hold the can upside down and spray.
Well, no, why?
This is bad.
Oh, I froze it.
Well, yeah, because it's just a long tube that goes down to the bottom, isn't it?
No, because this way is liquid nitrogen.
Oh, well, yeah, that too.
This way is air.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I've straight up lost internet.
This way will freeze your body.
Uh-oh. That'll do it.
Oh.
And break your computer, actually, by the way, so I'm being serious.
Yes, yeah.
Disconnecting. Oh, are we good?
Oh.
There you guys are.
Oh, did you guys miss my PSA?
No, I didn't hear the entire
Yeah, I was curious why just the both of you froze, but just Kieran and I just kept on riffing on this PSA we had going on.
Yeah, I flatlined.
I looked over at Tim and I'm like, I don't know what PSA we caused, and I was just like, I completely froze. I'm like, why are you saying this now?
I did. I said I was frozen multiple times.
Nobody heard you. Speak louder.
Exactly, because I was fucking frozen.
I'm right beside you!
Excellent.
I know! I said it multiple times and you just didn't react.
I think I listened.
Oh.
Well, there's the problem!
Anyways, you also had a story.
Isn't it adorable? Alright.
Now that everyone's back.
Random story. I think 2 days ago, on my way home, I usually am in a call of some sort while I walk home.
Yes.
Like, it makes me feel safe.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Especially since 90% of the time when I walk home, it is the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I work very late at night. This time it was actually the middle of the day. It's my one open shift of the week.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Devin, you're frozen again.
Yeah, God.
So I was walking and I was kind of like spacing out and I looked down and I saw this rock. And from like the 5 feet I am above the ground, it looked like a perfect egg. Like a golden egg.
Okay.
Reconnect it.
I desired this egg. And I stopped in the middle of the conversation I was having. I'm like, I like that rock. I want that rock. I want to pick up that rock. I had no questions asked. They're just like, okay.
No questions.
Show me a picture of the rock later. So I grabbed the rock.
Yeah.
Look at this mighty egg rock. This is what I saw.
That's a fantastic rock.
I want to eat it.
Look at it. And I did wash it so I can lick it. Like, I came home.
Bad texture. Actually, I don't want to eat it.
I came home and I do when I pick up a rock, I do wash them with Dawn soap.
But
I don't know where they've been.
Exactly.
And there was a scratch on the bottom, and I'm not sure if the scratch was from the road where I found it, or if that was the actual color on the rock, and the gold was like rust from the cars. This is like a nice goldy brown.
It is, yeah.
My light doesn't do it justice.
Oh yeah.
Turns out the cut was just a cut, and it was just grit from the gravel. Not thinking, though, after I washed it, if it wasn't fully dry, I just kind of put it here. Now, the problem here is the cats,
yes,
who have run away now because I spritzed the spray, go back for the PSA if you missed it. Keisha was sitting up here, and so Snowclaw had sat down here because there was not a bag of chips here at the time. It was just a rock and a sock that she stole, and I left.
You froze it again, yeah.
Which is also still there.
All right.
And she looked at it. She sniffed the rock. She licked the rock. She pet the rock. Like, she actually, like, pat rock. And then she lie on rock. Like with her back against the rock. And I didn't think anything of it. So I'm like, oh, I'll move the rock for you, cat. And I picked up the rock. And she looked at me like she was facing that way. Whipped around in total disdain.
Oh, no.
That I had touched the rock.
Dear.
So I'm like, I'm like, okay, you have to. How dare you? I then showed back to her sleep. And I'm like, okay. Okay. You're rock now.
How dare.
This is my cute story. Also, I hate all doctors, and not just because of Chris' story, because I've been trying to phone a doctor's office since Saturday, and it took me till this morning to get an appointment.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, that, and I mean, I've been trying to phone a doctor's office. Look at that, I'm helpful. I meant, like, I'm sitting here calling and calling. I started with specific clinics, and then this morning I broke down and I started calling every single office that was available. Mm. Just, I want one test.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Test?
Like, nope. Just a simple test. It's a urine test.
Oh, oh dear.
Or, and I was like, I just want this test done. Nobody does it. But online says it. You do it. Nobody does this test.
You usually go to have to go to Life Labs.
Yeah, that's usually what it is.
You have to refer out to Life Labs.
I went to the actual health clinic because they said they did it online. And they're like, nope.
When I had my blood...
Life Labs did not answer my phone calls.
Yeah, because you have to have a referral to Life Labs.
But you get through.
Yeah, but they also usually answer the phone.
That is true.
Usually. So here's the fun part. Nobody answered the
phone.
That
is very true.
I called 20 clinics this morning.
Fun.
This is how many answered the phone.
Yeah.
Oh.
These are how many messages I left.
Oh, no.
Which is half. Only one person has called me back. Of the 10 messages I have left. And one of them I called, and they're like, our hours of operation are this, this, and this. And then they gave me another set of hours of operation. And then I looked at their official website. Their hours of operation are literally only 4 hours on a Wednesday in the afternoon.
That's stupid.
I'm like, the fuck?
Oh, dear.
What's wrong with you? Anyway, that was the rock. The rock is what we cared about. The salt was the clinics. The salt is doctors.
Salt is rock.
That is true.
No, I mean, this thing is weighty.
No, not a salt with rock.
No, like, salt is rock.
Yeah.
There you go. Cheese noob.
We should probably... I know it's a little bit... Yeah. Weird, we should probably call it, because we're having a lot of technical difficulties on
yeah.
our end.
The Discord is deciding to freeze. You are. Although I'm doing fine now.
I don't want to fuck with it. Because the next time it freezes, we might just lose recording entirely.
That is very true.
Kept,
that is
we managed
very true.
To keep our recording.
We've somehow avoided
that
it.
That is
very true.
Yeah.
Fair. Yeah.
So anyway, I will put my nips down.
Yes.
I know what I said.
I know, I heard you.
Yep.
Let the nips sit on the floor.
That's no place to
no,
put your nips.
No, you leave the nips on the table.
Exactly. And I got the wrong box, so these are like little tiny snacks.
I was gonna say, I was surprised to see them in a bag.
Well, no, you know what you gotta do is you gotta leave your nips on the outside of your shirt.
Well, yeah.
They are on the outside of my shirt. Wait, one sec. Let me fix that.
There we go.
For once, we can say Kira has rather small nips.
Yeah.
The nips are safely in the rack.
I hate this conversation. Let's end it.
So on that note, I hope you all had a lovely time on episode 125.
Yes.
I did it, guys.
You did it!
So don't... So don't forget to check out the rest of our episodes. We got a lot of really fucky episodes where there's some anarchy episodes where I've lost everyone except some man named Fronk and he takes over the podcast. There's some episodes...
Fucking Fronk.
There's episode...
Never met him.
Episodes with just me and McBride, where we talk about all terrain lizards.
Yes, it was fantastic.
Pull the lever, Frank.
Okay. And there's also an episode somewhere out there where I'm pretty sure we don't talk about D&D, but
I don't think so.
Richard, you need to find that episode for me.
I thought you always mentioned D&D.
It's somewhere there.
No, you know what? There is probably an episode where we haven't talked about D&D. It's the first five where we weren't here.
I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
No, I bet you there's probably like a very few sprinkled in. Because the counter went above two once.
I think those are the episodes where we weren't here.
Probably.
I don't think so. Yeah, also don't forget to check out JKT Gaming, because Ocarina of Time comes back this week. Yes,
comes back.
We have Slime Rancher. We've got Pokemon Weekends, which do end at the end of this month, but you will still have one episode. Just not the whole weekend. Ark is still a poopy face.
What happened to Ark?
Try to fix it.
It's
just having trouble recording. It's just being a poopy face.
Yeah.
So maybe Ark will be back. I don't think
we'll
so.
We'll have to see.
We'll have to see. Ark is on a mini hiatus. But anyway, you got Pokemon. You got Slime Rancher. You got some Zoro.
Got a lot of good stuff.
And you got us.
Exactly.
Love yous. Bye. I'm gonna lick my nose.
Bye, everyone.
I was paying attention. I found a meme that's me.